you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, October 26, 2020. It's going to be an extra special broadcast as I get to do some shout-outs for some great super volunteers, along with giving God all the glory for what was accomplished last week. And so I'll have a lot to share in the next 20 or so minutes. But let me first share with the verse that we'll look at today and this week, and hopefully put it to memory. It's Galatians 2:20, maybe very familiar with many of you. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Actually, one thing I love so much about this verse is this is what the radio ministry is all about, proclaiming the good news message of Jesus, that He was crucified for our sins, that He made a way for us to have a relationship with God the Father, that as we look at Him as our Savior and ask Him to forgive us of our sins, that He comes into our hearts, and that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us, and that we live by faith in the finished work that He did on our behalf, not because we earned it or that we deserve it, but because of God's great love for us, sending the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can live at peace, we can have hope, and that assurance that we will spend eternity with Him in heaven. So it's a great verse, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me, He loves you, friend, and gave Himself for me and for you. All listening friends, a great verse. We'll talk about it in a few minutes as I read a few pages from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But first, has been the tradition for these past 25 years, and actually this was the first song when Great News Radio went on the air, WGNN broadcasting on 102.5 FM on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. It was our first ever song, and it launched this radio ministry. Well, the tradition these many years has been when there's an exciting announcement or a special update that I like to give, I like to air it as a teaser to stay tuned in, and it's such a great song. So here's the Hallelujah Chorus, and stay with me as I share some exciting news. Oh, in case you're just tuning in and you're saying, isn't that usually played around Christmas time? Yes, but if you've been a listener over the years, you know it's one of my favorite songs to play when there's a special announcement or an update that I want to give or one of these incredible God sightings that I can't wait to share. And so you've maybe grown accustomed to hearing that song every year or two when we launch maybe a new frequency, or when I played it about a year ago when God was in the midst of expanding Great News Radio under what we're calling Great News Media and acquired 15 additional frequencies and took on the oversight responsibility of the WLUJ family of stations, along with the family of stations with WLLM. And so the announcement I want to make, those of you that were tuned in last week, this past week the WLUJ family of stations had a share-a-thon where they encouraged the listeners to call in and pledge with the goal of raising $117,000 of commitments by year's end. So basically given about 2 months and a week or two to have all the monies in. And the goal was $117,000. So that took place Tuesday through Friday, and I was there Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, hobnobbing with the super volunteers, talking with staff, praying up things, and just enjoying my time with the ministry. Well, at 5 p.m. Friday night, we were about $30,000 away from the goal. I think about $88,000 had been pledged or had already come in. And so we gathered as a staff and the volunteers, we prayed and we said, okay, Lord, this last hour, it's up to you. And it was, but it was accomplished through the great listeners. In fact, in that last hour, I think we raised about $30,000 and we ended up, we went about 12 or 14 minutes over because we were so close right at 6 o'clock when we were going to end it. We played a song, came on with a few more announcements. And by about 6:18, we had $117,220 pledged. So we exceeded the goal by $220. I mean, talk about down to the wire. Talk about an exciting last hour. In fact, one of my favorite moments of the whole share-a-thon was that a few of the people that were answering the phones that last hour were welling up and tearing up as we received a pledge for $10,000, another gift for $5,000, a few $1,000 gifts, and a whole variety that ended up totaling $30,000, exceeding the goal by $220. And I just remember this one old-timer, he was just tearing up. He helps each and every year, and he was so moved. He received, I think, the $10,000 or at least one or two of the $5,000 or $1,000 pledges, and he was just overwhelmed. And then when we made it, everyone was just jumping up and celebrating, and it was just a very exciting time. It was confirmation that God was in all the details and that we had met the goal and, like I said, exceeded it by just $220. Wow, what a last hour of a share-a-thon. And those of you that are WGNN and WGNJ listeners, a part of the Great News Radio family of stations, these past 25 years we've never had a share-a-thon or preempted programming to raise funds, but the WLUJ family of stations has done this for 32 years, this being the 33rd year. And so it was exciting. I think it was the first time for a fall share-a-thon that they met their goal. And so we just all praised God and were very excited. So let me share a few special shout-outs for the on-air team that spent hours raising the funds, raising awareness, raising up friends for the ministry. But the beloved Joey Kroll took a number of shifts. They would start like at 6 or 6:30 and go to 9 or 10, and then they had midday time, and then generally from about 3 to 6 p.m. But Joey Kroll, Dick Whitworth, who's a veteran broadcaster who assisted and helped out, Donna Leland, who's part of the Moody Broadcasting Network, and you probably are familiar with her voice. She was just a sweetie. All three of those spent a lot of time sharing and talking about how God uses Christian radio and just bless the listeners and encourage them to give. J. John Swinford, the station manager, Joyce Mankey, office manager. Man, she was working day and night and tallying things up and doing data entry and meeting the rigorous demands when you hold a share-a-thon to keep everyone informed and updated. Butch Stillwell and Phil Shepard and Howard Fox, Paul and Carolyn Eastvold, super volunteers that helped all week long at all hours. Nancy Kellum, Bernie Lutschman, Deb Grider, Dale Kraus, Larry Blum, April Godsill, Juanita Morris, and so many other super volunteers that helped answer phones, did data entry, prepared the mailings, assisted with the food service, and volunteered in a number of ways. Just a big thank you to you all. I know there was a few volunteers. There was a Pat that I talked with for a long time. She was intrigued about the radio ministry and how it all worked. She was a Thrivent member, and she says, how do I donate Thrivent dollars or use my Thrivent action team to assist the radio ministry? So if any of you are Thrivent members, hey, I'd love to talk to you about the unique ways through Thrivent Financial you can support us or help us with your action dollars or assist with an action team. But thank you, God, for how it all came together. We made the goal of the $117,000 committed to be received by year's end and exceeded it by $220. Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, was it down to the wire? All right, now to set up today's verse, Galatians 2:20, and to do the reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan. I found this great song that captures much of this scripture in its lyrics. It's done by Janine Jones, Truth Songs, and it's titled Christ Lives in Me. And may this song be an encouragement to you as we look at Galatians 2:20 and think about the verse, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Here's Janine Jones, Christ Lives in Me.
Faith in the Son of God, the Son of God.
That's Janine Jones singing Christ Lives in Me, Truth Songs. And I found that song this morning on YouTube, and Janine's just sitting in front of her piano singing away. And it sets us up for the reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan, and we're looking at Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a verse I memorized during my college days. I've been mulling over it for 40 years, but I have yet to plumb its depths. In simplest fashion, it seems to present three configurations to the Christian life. 1. The relinquished life. We've been crucified with Christ, which means we've come to the old rugged cross and gazed on the dying form of one who suffered there for us. Deeply moved, we turn aside from the kind of life we once lived and take our stand at Calvary. When James Colvert went out as a missionary to the cannibals of the Fiji Islands, the captain of the ship sought to turn him back. You will lose your life and the lives of those with you if you go among such savages, he cried. Calvert only replied, "We died before we came here." There comes a time when we must stop living for our own plans in life, give up ownership of ourselves, and say, "Your will be done." 2. The exchanged life. We no longer live, Christ lives in us. None of us can ever live the Christian life in our own strength. None of us can resist temptation by our own determination. None of us can love as we should just by our own efforts. The Christian life is the Lord Jesus daily living his life through us by means of the Holy Spirit. 3. The trusting life. The life we live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. We're saved by faith, we work by faith, and we walk with him day by day, enjoying his presence and fully trusting his promises. And then there's a special section here in this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. During my college years in South Carolina, I asked my pastor, Dr. H. Edwin Young, if he could tell me the secret of Christian service. He said, "You have to die to yourself every day. You have to put 220 volts to yourself every day." Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Someone asked George Mueller the secret of his victorious Christian life. He replied, "There came a day when George Mueller died, utterly dead. No longer did his own desires, preferences, and tastes come first. He knew that from then on, Christ must be all in all." The sign appeared in the window of a dry cleaning and dyeing business. We die to live. We live to die. The more we die, the more we live. The more we live, the more we die. And this chapter closes out with a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, "When God calls a man, he bids him come and die." Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Oh, listening friends, the truth of this Galatians 2:20, may it all be a part of our sanctification process as we recognize God's love for us, his care for us, his compassion for us, his desire for us to be his ambassadors, to be those faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to proclaim his good news message to those around us. So let us take heart to Galatians 2:20, which says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.